French Nobel Prize winner J.M.G. Le Clézio talks about his poetic and provocative epic Desert in World Book Club, Saturday at bbcworldservice.com.
This is the BBC World Service. On Science and Action today, we hear about an animal that seems to be able to predict earthquakes up to 5 days in advance. Also, over the next half an hour, what can be done about the problem of space junk? There are tens of thousands of pieces of debris travelling at high speed right where we want our expensive new satellites to be. That's all on today's Science and Action.
beans are mainly grown in the lower mainland, but there is some production in the Okanagan Valley and on Vancouver Island. Did you know that BC produces about 4 million kilograms of beans? This many beans would cover a football field to a depth of over 2 meters.
We've got so many beans, we're having a sale. A blowout sale. Fresh hot releases. Have you got wind of these deals? You smelt it, we dealt it. At the Bean Warehouse in Gastown, right behind Gassy Jack. This weekend only. And maybe next. Weekend. Do.
If you're worried you've got a problem with excess flatulence, do speak to your doctor about it.
This message has been brought to you by the Bean Farmers Association of British Columbia, Canada. Thank you for your warm support.
SpongeBob, you're wasting me precious carbon dioxide. I'm pumping it into the atmosphere, boy. Thanks to global warming, the temperature will soon go through the roof, and then we'll have an endless summer.
Why do you want an endless summer, Mr. Krabs?
So I can open me latest money-making venture, the Krusty Pool.
The endless summer does sound fun.
And profitable.
Fun and profitable. Big business does it again.
Unfortunately, for those of us who aren't talking sponges, climate change isn't quite as fun. Luckily, there are many easy ways for students to conserve energy.
If chargers for cell phones, cameras, and laptops are left plugged in, they continue to draw electricity even when not connected to the device. This phantom load can be avoided by unplugging electronics and chargers after use. A more convenient option is to hook electronics up to a power bar, which can be switched off after use.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
All right, you are listening to Friday Sunrise on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. I'm Jay Paul, your host, along with Mark Farabee.
Good morning.
Good morning, Vancouver. We've got a good show for you today. We're going to have some live music with aunts and uncles. Oh, sorry, my bad. It's Sunday's Best.
That's right.
I'm excited about the show on the 7th in which we're going to see the aunts and uncles and a bunch of other bands. We've also got Jillian Callender from Van Music here today. She's going to do a segment that's related to her ongoing blog of music, Women in Rock. We're going to listen to some tracks and she's going to give us a little chit-chat. How are you doing today, Jill?
I'm doing great. How are you, Jason?
I'm fantastic.
Yes. Yeah, we got a pretty packed show this morning. I have to say we started off this show with yes once again. Yes! That was off of Yes Songs, the live version of And You and I, one of my favorites. I mean, we played And You and I like 2 weeks ago. I had to do it again.
It's two shows with Yes. We've had the two times we played it, we've had people call in the morning and be like, awesome, thanks for playing Yes.
Yeah, they don't play enough Yes on the radio.
Exactly.
No.
That's what CITR is for.
Enough Yes.
But it's a good song. That guy's got a distinct voice. You know, it's like,
it's yes. John Anderson. I saw John Anderson about a week ago at the Vogue Theater.
No way.
Yeah, I was third row right up there.
Yay.
He was all on his own. Just
he's doing a solo?
Yeah, solo tour. Yeah, and cool. It's funny because Yes is touring right now without John Anderson, which is wrong because John, they have got, I don't know, 30, 40 albums. Yeah, he, exactly. You can't do Yes without John Anderson, but
sort of like that
they're doing it. And so I guess, I don't know, John Anderson's touring on his own and still sounds awesome.
Bit of a falling out, it sounds like.
Yeah, who knows? I know he was sick.
And politics.
He's been sick over the past couple of years, but seemed to have gotten himself back together and he's back out on the road.
Yay,
and I saw him, so I'm pretty happy about that. So, we got a whole lot. We got Sunday's Best in here. They're going to play some live tunes for us right here on the radio on Friday Sunrise on 101.9 CITR. As well as we got some tickets to give away
For You Say Party, We Say Die.
Awesome,
on
man.
April 16th at the Rickshaw, Battle of the Bands.
Yes, there's a Battle of the Bands happening at the Bridge Between Pub in North Vancouver. We've been generously donated some tickets to the April 7th and what is the other date? and April 9th. They're both Saturday nights, and we got some wicked bands. We're going to play some tracks from them as well.
But we also have tickets for the April show, April 7th show at the Railway.
Oh, very nice. Yes.
With the,
who's playing there? Who's playing at the Railway April 7th?
It's Walk Darling, The Get Down, Aunts and Uncles, and Sunday's Best, who we're going to hear today. A bunch of tickets are going to be given away that night for these other shows. But you can get tickets to that night sometime today.
Yeah.
Just call in right now. I'll give you tickets. It's all good.
Yeah. Feel free to call in. We've got so many tickets, we don't know what to do with them.
If you can tell me one person who's playing at the show at the Railway,
and Jason just told you, so...
Then you can... get a pair of tickets, get on the guest list and be a VIP. Very important. 822-2487. Give us a call here at CITR.
Yeah, there you go. So, what are we doing right now? We're gonna play a little...
Let's play some more music. Why don't we play some of Jillian's band. Jillian, tell us a little bit about your rockin'.
Well, I just joined this band called Joyce Collingwood, and I play bass, and great bunch of girls. We actually played our first show on Saturday, which is really exciting for me. I'm really excited about this band, and they're really awesome. So I think we're going to play Good Dog from Joyce Collingwood. So enjoy. Yeah, they're awesome.
All right.
Cool.
Totally cool, dude. Alright, well, here's Good Dog from Joyce Collingwood. It's a pretty short song. I'll let you tell us all
it's
about it.
It's punk rock. It's, you know, no more than 3 minutes, these songs.
Alright, well, here we go.
That was Joyce Collingwood on Crack Sunrise.
There you have it.
Some raw punk.
I totally don't see you as a punk girl. I
know, people have a hard time.
With this grandma cardigan on.
This is not a grandma card.
I'm just giving visuals for the peeps.
Yeah, there's no. Yeah, I know it. You never should judge a book by its cover, right? So, yeah, I'm a total. I love heavy music. Any, like, metal, punk rock, I'm down. Well, yeah. Not all of it, but a good percentage of it I really love. I love, you know, hard rock. I love it all, but I definitely like some, like, heaviness.
In the...
Oh, yeah. I went to Soulfly the other day. It was an awesome show, and Yeah, my neck hurt a little bit the next day. I'm like, yeah. Nice. It was worth the injury. Nice headbanging.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about your blog and about what you got for us today?
Well, I do the blogs for VAM Music. We all do. All the writers, everyone associated with VAM Music, they have blogs and can pretty much write whatever we want relating to music, entertainment, social issues, politics. I know Oswaldo likes to get into the politics. With me, I was reading this Revolver magazine, and they were doing like 25 best or amazing women in rock. And it kind of got me thinking about women in rock and women in music in general. There's been, great female musicians throughout the years, throughout the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. But I decided to feature women that have personally influenced me, because there's just so many great women in music that it was hard to list all of them. And so I just decided to write a few blogs on women in rock. And my first one was The Runaways, and I kind of am new to The Runaways. Within the last 6 months, I've become obsessed with them, and now with this movie coming out, it's kind of, everyone's kind of interested in The Runaways right now, but they were definitely a band that I was, that I've been really into lately, and a lot of the songs that, or the artists that I feature on the blogs are mostly from the 90s, because that's when I was kind of, growing up. I was a teenager of the 90s, and I think for most people that's when they're most influenced by bands, is when they're, they're younger and they're coming of age and they're making, decisions and they're becoming who they are. They kind of, and so for me it was more like Babes in Toyland and L7 and Hole. I know everyone's got their opinions of Courtney Love, and I certainly have my own too. They're not always positive ones, but but I still love her, and I talk about that in the blog. So you got to check out my blogs at VAM Music under Calendar Girl, and I just talk about The Runaways. I also have more recent artists, Peaches, who I love, and Brody Dahl, who's in the Distillers and now is in Spinneret. Just amazing artists. I mean, there's artists like, Stevie Nicks, Deborah Harry, Aretha Franklin, Dusty Springfield, all these great female musicians from the past that I don't mention, and it's really hard. And I actually, in my blog, say, don't hate me for not mentioning your favorite.
There's so many.
So
there aren't enough pages on the internet.
I know, and I'm kind of like, because I've been writing for the last few weeks of music, women in rock, I've been kind of wanting to write about something else, because I've been like writing about it for a
while. Well,
who
did you bring to listen to today?
Once again, there's so many bands, women, that I wanted to play, but I only have a few songs that I'm allowed to. So I'm going to play, are we going to play one next?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so we're going to play Sex Bomb by Brody Dahl, who's in a new band called Spinneret. And it's an awesome song. I love it. I love her. The album, the Spinneret album, is amazing. I can't stop playing it. Every song on the CD is like amazing. And so I guess we'll start with that song.
Cool. I like the cover. It's it's a girl's in panties.
Yes.
I like panties. I like.
Yeah, you should see her face too. It's actually really nice looking as well. And she's got, she looks good in panties.
Okay. Well, face. I'm sure the face is fine. All right, well, here's Spinneret, and what track are we playing here?
It's called Sex Bomb.
Sex Bomb, okay. All right, well, here's Sex Bomb from Spinneret on Friday Sunrise on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
We'll be right back. Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What is Pilate? He fiddled well.
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Nightbus Show.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Are you tired of spending your hard-earned money on CDs? Compact discs, I mean. DVDs, even. Whatever. Anything that might be better with
radio-ness.
I'm sick of listening to music without any funny quips in between. No commercials, I mean, come on. What about
Jay?
And
Mark.
And
Jason.
The Bear. All those guys. Now you'll never have to miss out on crazy
Mark Farabee
and
Jason
the Bear
Paulette
because
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver
has come up with their own label. That's right. You can listen to music and never have to listen to...
You can listen to music and never have to miss out on the radio-ness.
Listen to Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m. on 101.9 CITR with your hosts, Mark Farabee
and Jason Paulette.
Do you want to have your music played? Have your horoscope read or just
give us some random advice?
Send us an email at fridaysunrise@vanmusic.ca or call us during the show at 604-UBC-CITR or 604-822-2487. Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m.
All right, this is Friday Sunrise on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. And yeah, we just heard a bunch of tracks from Jillian Callender's choice of Women in Rock.
Yes.
Yeah, what did we hear there, Jill?
We heard, first song was Sex Bomb by Spinneret. And one of the reasons why I chose Brody as one of my Women in Rock that I featured on my blog is because she does rock. And she's one of the girls that just kind of later on... really sparked my interest because I've always liked, well, especially in the 90s, the whole Riot Girl thing, and I was like, yeah, you know, really into that stuff. And so when I hear new stuff, it kind of brings me back to that excitement that I felt as a teenager and being like, yeah, you know, we can take over, you know.
Stomp the world with these Doc Martens.
Yeah. And yeah, so, you know, she's really great. And and then the second song was Garbage Man by Hole, and that's off their first full-length disc, Pretty on the Inside. And being 16 years old and angry at the world and angry at my parents and school and all that stuff, that album really hit me hard, and I listened to it so much. And I still listen to it on occasion. It's one of those albums that never gets old for me. And nice. Shitlist, another song from back in the day where it was just like, you put it on and you put your Doc Martens on and you go crazy in your room. And it's one of those teenage angst kind of like get it out. And I definitely identified with that as a youngster. And there were some songs that, you know, I wouldn't be able to play today, but I just wanted to mention on my list, there's also Kim Gordon.
Well, maybe
Gordon.
We can get you back in here, and we can do some ongoing
segments.
I can talk
about this for a long time.
Yeah, I know. You're loving it.
I'm loving it.
You got tons of music, so...
Yeah, but Kim Gordon. Kim Gordon from Sonic Youth is a heavy influence of mine. And Babes in Toyland, another great 90s band that's also listed on my blog. And yeah, and so... That's pretty cool. Much. I'm going to continue. I don't have. I'm going to finish up my blogs on Women in Rock this week, and then go on to something else. But it's definitely something that I love to talk about. And don't get me wrong, I love the men too. but it's just something that I think...
They're more inspirational for you, the women?
Oh, definitely.
Being that's your woman?
Well, I'm in, you know, Joyce Collingwood now, and mm-hmm. it's an all-female band and punk rock, and they're great and they're amazing musicians, and I think it kind of sparks an interest of people in the audience, like, oh, who are these? You know, it's an all-girl band, and they're like, let's check these out, these girls mm-hmm. out, and see if they can play, and we can, and
you can rock,
and we nice. Can rock, you know. So, yeah. So that's yeah. So yeah, check out these bands.
Cool.
If you're influenced, are you interested in any bands from the '90s that are, you know, awesome? Check out L7 and Hole and Babes in Toyland and Sonic Youth and
cool.
Do it.
Nice, thanks, Joe.
No problem.
Thanks
for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. We'll have you again, I'm sure.
looks like we've got the band.
Yes, yeah. Sunday's bass is just rolling right into the studio.
We got
an upright bass coming in here.
Make way.
So we got Kenan Sunger, Chelsea D. Johnson, and Adam Farnsworth. Not Adam's Farnworth. Adam Farnsworth. I made that mistake last time he was in the studio. But yeah, they're gonna play a few tunes here for us because why? Because they are playing April 7th
at the Railway Club
with the Get Down. That's a band that I play with.
And Waltz Darling.
Waltz Darling and Aunts and Uncles.
And Aunts and Uncles, that's right.
Yeah.
And big ticket giveaways that night. So you say party, we say die. Battle of the Bands.
Yes, that's true. We have a lot of tickets that we need to give away today, so at any time during the show, please call in. 604-822-2487, that's 604-UBC.
And the skill testing question is your name. If you can tell us your name, you'll win tickets for something.
If you get your name right, you can win. All right, well, why don't we say hi to these folks who just rolled in here. Kenan, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Managed to make it one piece.
Yeah? So Sunday's Best is a pretty new group, am I correct to say that?
Yeah, it's an accumulation of a bunch of independent, clever people with their own tunes getting together and collaborating and sort of doing an in-around thing, you know, in-around and...
Nice. So a little background on Kenan. We've never had Kenan in here before. We had Adam and Chelsea in a few weeks back. But Kenan, you play with... are you still playing with the Joey Only Band?
Yeah, the Joey Only Outlaw Band. We're playing at the Rickshaw Theater, actually, April 17th for our CD release party. That's going to be a really good show. And I also work down at... I guess kind of like a friendly neighborhood station for you guys, too. It's all independent radio over at Co-op Radio, and we're doing our thing over there. So
nice.
Just keeping around and playing.
Yeah, both you and Joey Only have radio shows down there, too,
yeah.
Don't you?
And Rowan Lipkowitz, Vancouver's only accordion radio show.
Awesome. Cool, man. So so Joey Only's got another album coming out, then.
Yeah.
Is that number two, or...?
For him, I believe that's actually... numbers 5.
Oh, really?
6.
Well, I only got one of them. I guess I got some collecting to do.
It's going to be a transgression trail. It's also his birthday, so I'm going to be surprising him with an ice cream cake or something. And he's lactose intolerant.
Perfect. Cool, man. Well, enough about Joy Only. And this is Sunday's Best right here live in studio with us. So what are you guys going to play for us?
We're going to do a tune of mine called Keep Him Safe.
Keep them safe. All right. Well, hopefully these microphones can pick up the wonderful music that is going to be played for us right here, right now, on Friday Sunrise on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver. All right. Well, whenever you guys are ready, it's all you. The airwaves are yours.
to say, that was pretty gosh darn good, Dirk Geis.
Pretty good. So you guys call yourselves Sunday's best. I just have to say, you're pretty good on Fridays, too.
Oh, no, it's not Sunday?
You guys!
Yeah, no, this is Sunday Sunrise on 101.9.
That's a long song for a first song of the day, guys. Like, seriously, you rocked that for like, good morning. Nice.
Yeah, that was wicked.
That's so sweet.
Sunday's Best, the band that we just heard, they're going to be playing at the Railway Club April 7th.
With this Wednesday?
This coming Wednesday, yeah.
You can see the posters all around town if somebody hasn't gone and torn them all down. It's a total war for posters out there. It's
poster
crazy.
Midgets, man. They're just out of control. God.
How do you get them to stay on there for longer than 15 minutes?
Sweet paste.
Oh, that's the trick.
Tricks of the trade.
All right, so you guys feel like doing another tune? Or?
Always.
I guess so. Yeah, right on.
Right. I should mention you guys got another show on Tuesday as well, don't you?
Yeah, we're opening up for Sneech over at the Backstage Lounge.
Oh, nice.
And Dr. Zeus might make a guest appearance. If you don't know what Sneech is, figure it out.
Think about that one. Cool. How long have you been playing the upright there, Kenan?
Couple weeks.
Well, I have to say,
if you actually know what you're doing and I'm out of tune, feel free to call in and heckle me. I encourage it.
Oh my God, the phones are lighting up.
If you do want to see Sunday's Best play at the Railway Club this coming Wednesday, along with the Get Down, Aunts and Uncles, and Waltz Darling, you can call in and get some free tickets, because we got some, I'm telling you.
604-822-2487. 604-UBCCITR.
All right, here's Sunday's Best on Friday Sunrise.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Out for you, look out, I love you, I fuck you out, yeah, so many beautiful women in the audience, out for you, I hold you back, out for you, and sometimes given the art of the profound mind, out for you, I hold you back. But I all look good. I fuck you. All look good and I'm mine. All for you, licking their lips that go so deep. But my lips is here for you to kiss. My lips is here for you. You him tonight. No, I won't give him
You guys sound pretty darn good.
Seriously,
what a great treat this morning.
So for all of those who are listening, if you really enjoyed what you were listening to, that was Sunday's Best. And yeah, that was live in studio. And you can listen to it again because we put up a podcast on CITR.ca under Friday Sunrise, so you guys can listen to it all over again. Even you guys.
Yeah. Show.
And you can come to the show and listen to it next Wednesday.
Yep, that's very true. At the Railway Club.
Podcast will be posted on the CITR website and at vanmusic.ca.
Very
As
true.
As always, check out Van Music.
Cool. Well, this is Sunday's Best, live in studio on Friday Sunrise on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver. We're going to take a quick break here and get back to some more music. We also, I should mention, we have Giraffe Aftermath, another great Vancouver band that's going to be coming in next week. And they are going to be opening for John Brown's Body, a great reggae band from the States, at the new 560 Club, the new Riches on Richards, also known as Seymour Dix.
So, Seymour Dix, 560. Did you see that in the Strait? What's it?
I did not.
Okay, that's all right. I thought that was actually real. And don't forget, I believe in May, TV Heart Attack is going to be coming in to give us some good times here in the studio as well.
Cool. All right, this is Friday Sunrise.
UBC's Museum of Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of Indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
Stop all day. I wish I had a coat to stop the rain.
This is Friday Sunrise on 101.9 CHR in Vancouver. That was Giraffe Aftermath. They're playing at the 560 Club, the new venue in Vancouver, on April 15th. And they're going to be in studio with us as well next Friday morning at 7:30 in the morning. And
Fantastic band.
Yeah, what's that?
Fantastic band.
That's very true.
Very nice and mellow for your mornings.
Yes. Our phones are ringing off the hook. We were mentioning earlier, we got lots of tickets to give away today. It seems like people are just calling in. Let's go to the phones if I know phone working here. If I know how to do this.
Go for it. Hit the red button.
Okay, hitting the red button. Hello, CITR.
Hey, how you doing? You guys got the tickets?
I don't know. Have I got?
What tickets are you talking about?
Sure, something. But I had a question.
There we go. We didn't have you
on
the
line.
Hello, caller.
How
are you doing this morning?
I'm doing all right.
Good.
I've had a pretty stressful morning though.
Oh, you have? Oh, no. Have you? What
road
happened?
Rage, traffic.
Well, I was commuting, you know. I was getting out on my day there, and well, there's lots of people be complaining about, like, you know, illegal aliens and immigrants and stuff like that, and I just don't get it. Like, I mean, I'm on the bus, all these people seem perfectly nice. I've been having a real problem on my commute though, man, because the real aliens.
It's okay,
real aliens, man.
We can make your day a little better.
And they're trying to talk to me, and they're hassling me when I'm trying to get on the bus.
I've had that problem too.
Money. This alien was talking to me, and he was like, "You can't get on the bus." Very bizarre, man.
Yes.
He had a taser and everything.
Yeah, I've had somebody probe me before. I'm pretty sure it was an alien. I mean, it must have been.
Oh, was it? Okay. I wasn't sure. But are there going to be aliens at the show? I have to know, because I can't go if there's going to be aliens there.
Yeah, I know a few. I mean, obviously. I'll make some calls, and I'm sure we can get a few in there. Yeah.
I can't come if there's aliens.
Oh, well, no, well, I'll just tell them not to come then.
Okay.
And, by the way, I'm not an alien, so...
I'll have to prove this for myself when I see you. If you are, man, I got a stun gun.
Okay. All right, well, yeah, no, trust me on this one. I'm pretty sure I'm all human.
If you have a belly button, it's a safe bet you're human.
I'm going to stick my pinky finger in it.
Cool, man. So you want the tickets?
All right, you want
the tickets to the show?
You have to tell us.
Railway Club there.
Yeah, at April 7th at the Railway Club with the Get Down Aunts and Uncles, Walt's Darling, and Sunday's Best, of course.
Who are playing here live today that you just heard, that fantastic band?
Live in the studio with us today, yeah. Cool, man.
So the skill testing question, man.
Yes.
Do you remember what it was?
Do you remember the question?
I do remember what the question was.
Okay.
And your answer is?
My name is Alex.
Alex?
You're wrong! We have a winner!
We have a winner!
Woo! Woo!
Cool. Well, you got your name right, and that's all it took to win the tickets. So we're really, really happy that...
That you know your name. We're stoked.
you got a pen handy. We're going to write this down. So it's Alex.
Hang on the line, my friend. We'll get your name on the guest list for that show.
Cool. Well, we look forward to seeing you at the Railway Club on April 7th, Alex. By the way, have you seen any of these bands? Are they going to be playing April 7th at the Railway Club?
Yeah, I actually saw Sunday's Best. A few of them were just playing on the street corner, and I shouted at them out of my vehicle. And it was quite good music as I was passing by. And
nice.
Yeah.
What were you shouting at them?
I was shouting, "Play louder," because I was like, oh, really loud.
Cool. Well, that sounds pretty good. That's what you should be doing when you hear good music.
And you should be throwing money out of your car window at
yes. Yeah, pennies and pennies and Czech rubles.
We take banknotes. Cool, man. Well, awesome. We'll look forward to seeing you down at the Railway Club April 7th.
Take it easy. Thank you.
All right. Well, here we are, Friday Sunrise. I guess we...
Got any music lined up there?
Well, kind of, sort of, yeah.
Kind of, sort of. Here,
maybe I should play a little track from Aunts and Uncles, who are also going to be playing
the show for sure.
April 7th. So... maybe I will do that right now. This is Friday Sunrise on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver. And you're listening to Aunts and Uncles. Also in studio, we have Sunday's Best. But they're pretty good all week round. So, anyways, here we go. Aunts and Uncles.
chaparrals. I'm wandering in the wings, and when you look a certain way, I react by saying certain things. I'm fictional.
The pictures on my wall. I see the strangers, baby. They have a day, they do it well. They have a day and do it well. And the
nights I stare at the moon. I hum a simple tune and that's all. I am the main man who makes his day, who makes it well, who makes his day and does it well. When the noon day rises, watch out, do the color of my crisis. When the noon day rises, there must be a way to win some prizes. Sometimes I walk across the room and I sit in the chairs and I gaze at the pictures on my wall. I see those strangers, baby, they have a day. They do it well, they have a day and do it well. The end it may come, but I have faith in the dawn and the happenings going on. And when I smile, you can see smiling me face with me, smiling me face with glee. When the noon day rises, watch out, do the color of my crisis. When the noon day rises, there must be a way to win some prizes. When the noon day rises, watch out, do the color of my crisis. When the noon day rises, there must be a way to win some prizes.
This is Friday Sunrise on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. And there's about 7 minutes left in the show. Coming up next, you've got Synchronicity with Marie Bernard, Spiritual Talk Radio.
For your mind, body, and soul.
For your mind, body, and soul. And after that, Scotty's Scenic Drive coming up at 10 o'clock. But for now, we'd like to say thanks for listening, Vancouver. And
thank goodbye. You to Sunday's Best for coming into the studio, guys.
Thank you for having us.
And thank you to Jillian Callender for her Women in Rock segment.
Yes, it was totally... Well, you're welcome anytime, sweetheart. You can have my phone number too if you want it.
And thanks to Alex who called in and won the tickets for the rockin' show on April 7th at the Railway Club.
That's right. Thank you for listening, Alex. You are such a nice boy. You know, I was wondering earlier.
Got my aliens. That guy was crazy. I can't believe he's coming to the show, man. That freaks me out, man.
Yeah, there will be no aliens at the Railway Club show on April 7th. I promise. I promised Alex that. So.
I don't know, man. My cousin's coming.
Alright then, maybe two aliens. We think we have aliens calling in now. This actually might be the call coming in for Synchronicity, because it's Spiritual Talk Radio. So we should probably close out, put on some more tracks, and then slide into the next show.
That's right, we're gonna
say hi to my dad in Ontario. He's listening. Hi dad, Brian.
Hi to my dad too. Yeah, daddy. Hello, Sophia and Jules, my little brother and sister, and my stepmom.
I'd like to say hi to my mom and dad as well, who are probably sleeping. But hi, guys.
Mark? Do you want to say hi to your mom and dad?
Hi, Mom. I know my mom's probably listening.
Oh, gosh. I want to listen to everybody in Vancouver, because everybody better be listening to commercial-free radio on their drive at 9 in the morning.
Yes. So
check it out and support, you know, local music and local radio.
Very well put. That is very true.
All right, thanks
all
again,
guys. All independent. Nobody's getting paid here. But heck, we're having a whole lot of fun.
We're paid in joy.
I didn't tell you that. You guys signed the contract.
I'm taking your arm.
All right, we're going to close out the show with a track from Sex with Strangers, and we might have enough time to slip in one from the Get Down, featuring the lovely Chelsea D.E. Johnson, who is in studio with us right now. All right, so this is Friday Sunrise on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver, and thank you for listening. We'll be back next week with Giraffe Aftermath live in studio. Here's Sex with Strangers on Friday Sunrise. Walk on by.